keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
I'm back! You can rally! Yeah.
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, what's up? It's The Voice, and I am back on the couch for another fantastic episode of Drunk at the Movies, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. And we're starting this episode off with a light rail cream ale from Iron Spike. Freckles is joining me this week for a special episode. This is only going to be a two-person episode. First time we've ever done that. And the reason is, yesterday was her birthday. She turned the big 3-0. And we took a road trip to St. Louis, visited some breweries, went and saw the Killers in concert, and we brought some beers back. So we are going to drink those beers while watching one of her favorite movies. I asked her to pick one out. She had free reign over the entire DVD shelf of possible episodes. And what did you pick?
I went with Overboard,
the Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn feature, beloved classic from the 80s. Came out in 1987, rated PG, so parental guidance is suggested for this episode. And it came out in December of 87. So the movie's older than you. And it grossed $26 million in box office money. I don't even know what that would be valued at.
I don't know.
In now terms. But it's a nice little rom-com, 80s style. And if you have a copy of Overboard, I suggest you hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right, we've got the volume turned down and the captions on like usual. Light rail in the glass, your second of the day.
Why did you need to tell everyone that?
First of all, we don't just drink Iron Spike for the show. We drink it when we're hanging out,
yes,
watching How I Met Your Mother reruns.
I do like it, really anytime. But I just need to say that I don't like, first of all, it's a lot of pressure with just the two of us.
We're so just hanging out on the couch,
babe. I feel like that's a lot. But then you also just started the entire show by saying, welcome back to another fantastic episode. Like, that's putting a lot of weight on this. I feel like that's pressure.
It's the same shit, different day. They know what to expect. So here we go. Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn. They were kind of the, I don't know if you would necessarily call them an it celebrity couple, but I think kind of, especially back in the 80s.
Should have been the it couple because they stood the test of time. They withstood the test of time,
yeah.
But they weren't in the line, you know.
Yeah, they were kind of adorable. They did several movies together.
Yeah.
This one is probably the most known of, I think they did like 3 movies together. They both had, you know, very impressive careers apart, but, you know, they did some movies together. And, you know, if you listen to this show, you are very familiar with Kurt Russell from, you know, our Big Trouble in Little China episode. And if you tune in in weeks to come, you'll be hearing another Kurt Russell episode. So we're big fans of Snake Plissken here at Drunk at the Movies. Oh, and Randy Newman singing Something Special. Randy Newman, of course, you know.
Oh, is that this one right now?
I honestly don't think so. I couldn't tell you. He's the one that's saying, you got a friend in me.
I know.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad you did that.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah, that's Randy Newman. Did the thong by the bear in the rabbit. I think that was like a Family Guy joke.
Please stop.
So yeah, I will be honest. I haven't seen this movie in quite a while. When I put the DVD in, because I do own it, you said you're not even sure you've seen.
I don't think I've seen it on DVD. I feel like, because I used to watch this. This was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, it was on VHS, obviously. Yeah. And I think that since I watched it on that, the only time I've ever seen it is just like bits and pieces of it on TV. Like, yeah. I don't think I've ever rented. I certainly have never owned it. I don't think I've ever rented it either.
And we just saw Kurt Russell's truck there. We referenced that on a past episode. I want to say it was either Planes, Trains, and Automobiles or National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. But I believe the truck that Kurt Russell drives in this was featured in another movie that we did in a past episode. I know I made reference to it. I can't remember what it was. So I don't know. Maybe the Drunkomaniacs remember. But we have Kurt Russell. He is a handyman of sorts here.
Yeah, and her husband, who
Edward Herman.
Let's just address the fact that he calls her Diddums.
Yeah, I never
but
liked
then
that.
I didn't either, and I hate it now too. But why is he shooting skeet on a boat with all of these other boats
skeet
on the water? Like, why is he
all right,
doing that?
Now I want your opinion
all
on
that
this
debris
on this swimsuit.
It is obnoxious enough that I love it.
Really?
Well, no. Okay, so the swimsuit itself, and actually, I think half the reason I love this movie is because her outfits are so ridiculous that I love them.
Okay.
Like, I would so wear that shoulder padded. I would wear the shit out of that shoulder padded
you
sequined
be in a parade.
Blazer.
But that is a very high-waisted swimsuit.
And
like,
I
the thigh cut.
Like,
it goes almost to her rib cage.
When I was, like...
But that's the 80s.
Older ladies will comment on two-piece swimsuits like it's the scandalous thing to wear two pieces of cloth on your body as a swimsuit. But really, in the 80s, you wore something that...
You're almost seeing labia.
Your entire vagina to almost. The world to go swimming.
Yeah.
And you think my two-piece is outrageous?
She has a lot of shoes here.
I think another thing is, like, the shoe rack he builds. I want that.
Uh-oh.
I don't even own that many shoes. But I want one.
She's pulling out lingerie.
I don't even care what wood it's made out of. It doesn't have to be cedar. Is it cedar she wants?
I don't remember. She's smoking a Virginia Slim through one of those cigarette holders.
I've always wanted one of those as well.
Why? You don't smoke.
But it's just, I just want to hold it. Like, I feel like it's sassy.
Oh, pate and caviar. She didn't even bite it. She just, like, licked it.
She ate the caviar. I think that when I got older and I realized that they are actually a couple, I just pictured, like, what's going on in his mind right now experiencing his wife be such a terrible, awful person right now? Is he laughing?
Right.
Is he thinking, wow, why is she so good at this? What
perhaps
is really going on?
Hard to say. And they actually have kids.
Yeah.
And a couple of them have gone on to become actors. Kate Hudson, of course, is probably the most well-known.
That's not his daughter, is it?
No, and we're about to see some butt crack, it looks like, here. But The other one, I can't remember his name, but he was in the Goon sequel. That's their son.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, we've talked about that.
They don't know, though.
He looks like an exact... he looks like he's their child.
Yeah.
He looks like both of them. I think that also another thing that appealed to me when I was younger is that I liked the fact that even though she's half naked in most of their interactions in the beginning of this film,
mm-hmm.
he's still not interested in her because she's such a bitch.
Yeah. Like, that swimsuit's like, even crazier.
It is. It's ridiculous.
I don't even know how it's staying on. It looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've wondered that. Like,
this is PG, babe. This is the 80s. Welcome to PG.
Yeah, that's insane.
She's got a butt tattoo. Otherwise,
that's not a tattoo. That's her birthmark. He references it later. Oh,
that's right. But he almost saw her butthole. Like, she's bending over, getting in a drawer. But it is flesh-colored on the sides. It's supposed to... Yeah.
I know. I've studied this bathing suit so many times throughout my childhood.
I can't see you wearing that.
No, I never would. Never.
I can't see my entire life. I can't see me wearing it either.
I'm so glad you can't.
Yeah. He aggressively bit that cracker. So it takes place in Oregon. Is this Puget Sound? I don't know. There's that. That's Washington, isn't it? So now he's done shooting skeet. Now he's got bow and arrow or something. Her sunglasses have... she's
wore
three different pairs now.
They're amazing.
He's got plunger darts. So yeah, they hired this guy just to make a shoe closet on a yacht. And it seems like he's been there a while because she's had three wardrobe changes just in swimsuits.
Well, I think they're supposed to be like it's multiple days he's been working there. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going for.
There. 2 days. There we go.
Okay. So she's only changed twice, really, in one day.
Oh, I like that they're... Oh. Yes, she is.
He's my favorite character in this entire movie,
The butler guy?
Yes, because later on, he is happy for her, even though she's treated him so terribly for who knows how
Spoiler
long.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. I mean, they're going to find out anyway.
Yeah.
I like how that swimsuit's tied in the back, just for everyone to know that.
Her flower around her ankle makes me think she's on boat arrest. Oh, here you go. You turn the
there
crank.
There it goes. I want one of these. She wants cedar.
Why am I even amazed?
Oh, why are you amazed?
Because one would think that you would know that closets are made of cedar. Otherwise, we get
moths. Well, lady, there's not a real big moth problem off the Pacific coast.
Now he's showing his nipples.
If you want one out of cedar, that's fine. I'll start all over. I just have to tell you that that's going to more than double my estimate.
What do you mean?
What I mean is I've already done this out of oak, so I'm going to have to go...
Well, I'm not paying for your mistake.
Hey, I'm not just going to eat it on this.
There's
deal.
A train in the distance.
Place, and you will eat it.
You're welcome.
Cedar.
You may have wanted cedar, but you
in case you were confused.
Well, the entire civilized world knows that all closets are made of cedar.
I don't know that.
I've never heard that in my life except for on this movie.
Is
that a thing? Or
you're asking the wrong guy. I think my closet's made of drywall. I'm not really sure.
I think at their very base, all of them are made of drywall, but then you have to put wood in them of some sort.
I don't know.
And apparently it's supposed to be cedar.
I didn't buy it. So.
I didn't know that moths were attract... I'm totally going to just let my ignorance freak flag.
Well, that's right what like, cedar chests are for.
Yeah. No, I mean, I knew that, and I know that like in. You have certain things. I just didn't know they were attracted, or is it they don't like cedar, or is it they like other wood?
I have no idea.
I
don't
I'm
have a whole lot of
moth.
He's really letting
Maybe
her have
Maybe
your
listeners can answer that question for us.
He's telling her what for, and the staff loves it.
What? Hey, lady. I may be hard up, but I am definitely not that hard up, and I'm not going anywhere.
Hey! She threw him overboard.
I get you for this, you... Not my tool belt! You owe me $600!
Keep going!
As you wish.
That's the wrong
That's
movie.
That's not what you say. He said,
he's Wesley.
She said, move the boat, and he said, I love you.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not bored. I'm quite happy. Everyone wants to be me.
Are they going in the port right now?
It is true that, like, quality tools are expensive.
Yeah.
So she just, like, destroyed his life by throwing that tool belt and that toolbox into the
water. He just
said
$600.
I know, with just the tool belt.
And
can you imagine 80s. What the toolbox was?
And now we switch locations to the penthouse apartment or whatever that they live in.
And her mother is, like, slapping
their
double
brick
chin.
Stone. Isn't it Mona from Who's the Boss? Yes. Their dog is named after mushrooms.
That giant phone.
Yeah, that's Mona. The horny grandma from Who's the Boss. And she had a cameo in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas that we watched recently. So, we said we took a trip to St. Louis, and we visited some breweries. Our first brewery that we went to was our good friends at Narrow Gauge. And we picked up a bottle here, one of their first offerings in a bottle. And this is the Tableau de Fleur, which was bottled in September, right around when I did my last episode with them on Drunken Lullabies. And we actually tried this, but you have not had it. It's a wine barrel fermented farmhouse ale with Brettanomyces. So we're going to crack that open. Now the kids are going to show up. Did you ever go through an arson period?
I can't say that I did.
Were you ever obsessed with fire as a kid?
I mean, I love fire now. I'm pretty sure, doesn't everyone, like, when you're sitting at a bonfire, you stare at the flames because it's just, like,
yeah, but did
this
you
amazing,
like,
beautiful
did
thing.
You like playing with matches and lighters and
no,
setting things on fire?
No, never. Okay. I've never... Did you?
No.
Okay. Why did you ask me, like, that's a normal thing?
Because they were going through an arson phase, so I'm just...
Yeah, but this is a movie.
Movies are sometimes based in reality.
Yeah, no, I get it. But a lot of times they're extremely exaggerated realities. A lot of times. Sometimes they're pretty dead on, but... She's wearing round glasses as well.
Who else was wearing round glasses?
We watched that interview after we watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and every single child that used to be in the movie as adults wore round glasses.
Okay.
I pointed that out.
Yeah, they don't know that. They
I
don't.
Just told them.
They don't know what we were watching.
Well, now they do.
So, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous is on TV. I remember when that was a big deal. Now, the guy in bed that is her husband, he was the bad guy in The Lost Boys, the classic 80s vampire movie.
I don't know that I've ever seen him in anything that he's been a good, quote-unquote, good guy.
He's
I mean,
one of those.
I have, but
yeah, he's been
I just
in
know
a,
him as a dick.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff. Let me pull up
probably
his.
Because of this movie. It's sad how much I loved this movie as a child. again, another ridiculous robe she's wearing.
Yeah.
In her heels. Why'd she have heels on? She was just in bed.
You know, you want to look good.
I wear heels to weddings.
And that's it.
Just about. I mean, when else have you ever known me to wear high heels?
Is that a matter of comfort?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And now she's overboard. Second overboard of the movie.
And this crazy back... How is she even swimming? Why is she doing that?
Yeah, and...
Does she not know how to swim? If you spend most of your life on a yacht, you should definitely know how to swim. Don't you think? I mean, I feel like that would make sense.
Definitely a good idea.
The K-Rab.
Crab radio.
And her picture is amazing. Yeah,
that looks like a mugshot for sure.
But that it comes into play later in the movie, and in the way that it does, is so great to me.
Now, she was yelling while she was in the water. Like, what would have caused the amnesia?
I've wondered the same thing.
She didn't hit her head on anything.
Did she just float for so long that she developed it? Or at some point did she run into another boat?
That's Hector Elizondo. He was on Chicago Hope, I believe. Not Foca. Again, PG, folks.
Yeah. And I can't believe... Like, you watch so many movies later on as an adult, I feel. I have, anyway. And I'm like, how did... Why did my parents let me watch this?
Garbage I do for money, for love I sing. I like that line.
We have a Renaissance garbage man?
Yeah. Nope. And he is now seeing his wife on the television.
And just now realizing she's not in
the
bed.
He put a drink on her side of the bed. That's why I can't figure out why he didn't notice. That's what she said. So she's still bitchy. She just doesn't know who she is.
She just doesn't know who she is or why she's so bitchy.
Yeah. Oh, and here he is to come see her.
Why is there a window is what I want to know. Like, why is there a hospital room with
an observation window?
Yeah, why? I've never seen that. In all my years of working in healthcare, I've never seen an observation window. Like, hey, everyone, come over here and look at these patients suffering. Listen to me, medical people. As of now, I have a life history of a dirty garbage
scowl and a breakfast of extreme... Oh, and Helen next to her is just soaking it all up.
And it's a two-way mirror. It's a one...
Yeah.
She just sticks her tongue out.
Oh, that's Ray Combe, former host of The Family Feud. And then he later killed himself.
Eh, whoa!
Hey.
You didn't need to go there. You could have just been like, he passed away.
No, it's well known.
I didn't know until just now.
Survey says... Ding.
Yeah. That is some really good.
And now Steve Harvey hosts it and deals with morons. So now she's in behind locked chain link.
I think as far as her role goes, my favorite part of her, aside from, of course, when she becomes a good lady and she realizes the error of her way is in the past and she's gonna fix it and it's everyone lives happily ever after. But right now, with her still, like, you have no pants on. Mm. You are being let into a cage with a guard always at your side and you still are acting like you are... I think that's hilarious.
He's grabbing some chips for his lunch, and he sees The photo on the television. He's at a bowling alley now called the Fish Bowl.
There, we have one of those. What's it called? It's something Fish Bowl in East Peoria. It's a bowling alley and a restaurant at Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, okay.
And they say bitch in a PG movie.
He can say that. Well, this is before PG-13 existed, I think.
So then, at the time, what did parental guidance mean? Or
it's still parental guidance. Like
it's okay to watch this movie as long as your parents are around? Like, I guess I've never understood that.
It's like, up to parents to decide. Like, it's not bad enough that you have to be 17 years old to see it.
Yes, it is. I don't ever
saying bitch. Wanna... You have to be 17 to hear the word bitch.
That's a bad word. I would never want my child, even when he's 17, to know what that word
they
is.
They say that on network television now, so...
That's absurd.
And we got underwear.
Why a garter? I thought that was just a wedding thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are they taking all these pictures of her? She's, like, glamour shots in the insane asylum.
A portfolio in the psych ward. And that guy's eating checkers.
I always loved that. And they're giant checkers, too. They're not even the regular size checkers. Those are huge.
It doesn't even seem like he's swallowing
I know. Them. He's just packing his maze like a chipmunk.
Hey! Stop! Collaborate and listen. I don't recognize this man. Your wife's had an almost total loss of memory. I can't believe she doesn't know her own husband.
This missing link person is not my husband. Oh.
Why does he look like the missing link? His hair's not that bad. Everything's gonna be okay now. I am your husband. My name is Dean Prophet. We've been married for 13 years. Wait! I admit I have forgotten numerous things. But I truly, from the depths of my soul, do not remember you. Now, don't you think there'll be some spark of recognition? We don't know. We're not medical professionals. We have
no idea.
So, right now, he's committing sexual assault.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's a romantic comedy.
The doctor, the nurse, or technician, or whatever she is, LPN, and the police officer are all looking on and laughing.
Uh-huh.
I would have responded in the exact same way. Are you kidding me? Annie Goolahy from Goober, Idaho.
Yep.
That's his what he did to cut like convince her.
He's a carpenter, babe. He's not necessarily a guy that tricks people into false identities on a regular basis. He's not a con man. He's just a carpenter who is trying to find somebody to raise his kids.
And she just said, eat your checkers. Your oversized checkers. Why are they letting the man that eats checkers have giant checkers?
I'm pretty sure that they just have one size checker fits all. No,
those are big checkers. Those are bigger than regulars. I just said that. Those are huge. She doesn't remember her butt birthmark.
Yeah.
Excuse me, everyone. Since I don't have pants on anyway, and I'm still acting like I am...
Everybody wants to look at my butt.
Well, they do look pretty eager to know what's on her butt cheek. Come to
daddy. Yeah, and here we go. Is this a Randy Newman song? No.
But that part makes it a little less creepy in, like, the fact that all of those professionals, medical professionals, are sitting by while he's, like, making out with her against her will. They're just wanting to get rid of her, so they're just excited right. that whoever this is going to take her off of their hands.
She's riding in the back of the truck. The dog rides up front.
And she's in the back. And then she just ate a bug.
She's in her garbage jumper. Romper.
Blaine, my brother and I used to die at that part. Where she's like, I just ate a bug. I don't know why, but as kids, again, we watched the most... Speaking of Kurt...
Oh, here wait, we are. No, we're on the Prophet.
It's Patrick Swayze I'm thinking of.
The Prophet homestand here. Looks a little dumpy. There's a lot of vehicles out there. And
it looks like a garage sale.
A state of disrepair.
Year-round, all-the-time garage sale.
Yeah.
He's, like, pulling her by the belt. And she's got a...
It's not even a belt. It's a
Cove waist...
It's a piece of rope.
...jumpsuit on.
Well, that's what the garbage people...
I know, yeah. But...
The dog has a cast.
And I think, too, the fact that he was like, our last place was a real dump. So he's acknowledging that this is obviously a dump. He's... Yeah. I appreciate the humor in that.
This is where the magic happens. It's...
Oh, I've never thought that much into the fact that he just said we've put a lot of miles on that mattress. Ugh.
And here are the children.
While the kids are eavesdropping on him in their conversation, and he still openly
what
said...
What is that popcorn shooting out of?
I don't know. I've always wondered that as... It's a popcorn
look at the trajectory of some kind, of that,
but I know, it's insane. Like, why would you ever need your popcorn to shoot out at that?
Oh, so here we go. The kids are in on it.
And he's telling them to back it down. Throttle back a little bit, boys.
Well, I think I'd remember if I had three children. Hold on, honey.
Don't forget Little Joe. Little Joe, you can't forget Little Joe. He's the sweetest of all.
Yeah, Little Joe's the best.
Oh, I smell Anderson. She gone.
Oh, and she comes out in her moo-moos.
Yeah.
And then he has to, and then he's put in another situation where he has to make up another lie about why are these dresses huge on me. And also, I think that something that I like is that she's hating everything he's saying, but she's trying to wrap her brain around it. Right. Like, okay, this was a reality that I was involved in.
And the
again, with the boys, all the poop humor and butt humor.
The one on the right, Charlie, I believe he is in the movie Big. He plays Tom Hanks' best friend.
Yeah, I love that movie too.
Mullet. Oh, yeah, they're looking at a nudie mag.
A nudie mag?
That's what they... I think that's what they said earlier.
Oh, really?
He's doing Pee Wee Herman voice.
Yeah, I hate
you
it.
Hate.
I hate everything about it.
I love Pee Wee Herman.
Give your mom.
Do they have a problem with their glands?
Hey, guys!
Why? I don't... Why did she ask if they have a problem with their glands?
Maybe they smell. Maybe. Because they definitely don't look like Andre the Giant, and they have like a pituitary issue.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay.
That's the only thing I can think of. So what do you think of the beverage?
I actually really like it.
Were you expecting it to be more sour?
I was.
Yeah.
And I was actually pleasantly surprised by the fact that it wasn't as sour as I was.
Wine barrel fermented farmhouse. So, yeah, narrow gauge, doing some other stuff aside from just the New England IPAs. They do have some other beers available on site as well, but yeah, good stuff out there in Florissant. So go tell Jeff we said hello and buy some beer at Narrow Gauge and then eat some food at Cugino's. Just don't be loud and obnoxious if you're sitting at the bar and say the F word in front of women and children, right? That's just good bar etiquette.
I agree. Yeah, that was something.
So
when the server / bartender is coming to tables and specifically addressing that issue, it's a problem.
So I'm not a chef, but I don't think she's doing this right. The feet for the chicken are just sticking out of the pot. She threw a carrot and a potato. I'm guessing probably just water.
Not only has she never cooked for herself, though, she's also forgotten everything about herself.
Now, were you able to do this as a kid?
No, never.
Put the nose stick to your spoon?
But I have
your
a weird nose,
stick to your nose
that's misshapen and large and broken and...
That wasn't always that way.
The first time I broke my nose, I was like 9.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, it has been
You were
been
getting
that
in
way.
Fist fights at 9?
No. No, I ran into a pole.
A likely story.
But it was because some girl was chasing me and trying to beat me up. So I was running from her. I turned around.
Oh, my.
Around.
They need to defrost that.
Yeah. I hate that freezer. I've hated it. Like, I think another thing I love about this movie is, like, how she turns the chaos into kind of an organized chaos.
There's for their arson period.
Yep.
And little Joe just keeps eating
aware of it.
The chocolate syrup with a paintbrush. She's loving life. She's wishing she was back in the insane asylum. Her mashed potatoes supposed to crunch. Not in my house. So yeah, he's basically just looking for a babysitter, maid, something.
I don't necessarily think he's looking for that. I think
depends on how drunk
just,
I get.
He's just paying her back because she treated him so.
And owes him $600 worth of tools.
More than $600. The $600 was the tool bill. Again, I will reiterate that.
Yeah.
The tool box itself was probably another. Who knows? I mean, this was years ago.
Oh, here we go. Here's the whole plan.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Never mind, huh? I am. So she doesn't have a great body.
Pretty decent face, but too rich for my
blood. Pretty decent face.
She's alright.
I never also, really thought Goldie Hawn was attractive.
I agree. Although, I mean, not a bad... I mean, she's not bad looking. She's just not...
And she's... You got a sense of humor, and she was, like, fun and quirky.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I watched reruns of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and she was like one of the go-go dancers on that show. That was one of the first things she did.
She looks like a go-go dancer. Like, I can imagine her having really thick mascara on.
So we have, I believe if you go on her IMDb page, that is what her headshot is from that era, which is kind of weird. No boom boom.
I hate that line. Oh, yeah. Why did you repeat that?
So the listeners could hear it. We have a crowler here from another brewery we visited.
She says, thank you, no boom boom. And looks so relieved as she says, no boom boom.
What about bam bam?
No. No. The bed's too soft for you, and that's why you sleep on the couch. Like, he is just getting way too much enjoyment out of this. Like,
we sleep on the couch sometimes, but it's not because lack of boom boom. It's usually because I'm snoring. Or you're sick, and I'm being nice and letting you have the bed.
You're a good dude. You're a good dude.
I try. I don't get kicked out onto the couch.
No, yeah, that never happens. Don't make the listeners think that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
I've never done that.
But this brewery we're drinking from is Center Ice Brewery, and hopefully you guys will hear a future episode with them on Drunken Lullabies in the next few months. But this is the Center Ice American Golden Ale. And, citrus notes balance the subtle malt sweetness. But we went to this place because it was right around the corner from the arena we were at when we saw the Killers.
Yep.
It was literally a block and a half away, so we went there for the after party, I guess, and drank a couple beers. I got a t-shirt, and...
I love this scene where the... I love this scene.
This is a fantasy sequence here.
Yeah.
She's dreaming of her old life with... She's got pans on her boobs.
Catching the water that's dripping from the ceiling. For a carpenter, like, how is he letting his house get to this point?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You think
he would at least come up with some kind of... rigged thing to... And then the confetti starts kind of softly coming down, and it's kind of like a fun thing. But then it starts coming down, and she's like heavily blinking, and it's like, where the hell is all this confetti coming from? It's getting in my eyes and my mouth, and then you realize it's because there are more holes in the ceiling, and she's got driplets. Oh no, he's splashing her. I forgot about that.
That was not her husband she was dreaming of. Just...
I don't think so it was an intimate dream like that, though. Like,
no, I mean, like, you know, maybe she was remembering things from her past. Yeah. But she's still not remembering him.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'd try to block that from my conscious mind also.
She is aggressively making that sandwich. I don't know what the hell
with
that...
Mayonnaise.
And peanut butter and jelly. She's cutting the bread up.
In her defense, and I don't know why, I have a completely, it's not even logical, I have a hatred for making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like, when Jackson asked me for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I hate the fact that I have to get a spoon, or not a spoon, a knife out, and get this nasty peanut butter that's going to take 10 minutes for me to rinse off of this knife. And then I have to either use a different utensil, or I've got to dunk the same peanut butter knife into the jelly.
Yeah.
It's just the worst sandwich ever to me.
It depends on the kind of bread you get, I think.
Or the kind of peanut butter, I think. Or jelly. It all has to work.
I've never had an issue with it. Making grilled cheese with stale bread and hard butter, that's difficult.
They were still delicious.
Thank you for saying so.
For anybody listening, since he's been yelling at me for talking about things that the listeners don't understand, Dustin made grilled cheese for dinner not too long ago because I swore up and down we had all the ingredients for it. Yeah,
the bread we bought in November.
it was not November.
I'm used... No, babe. If you look upstairs, it has a November date on it. And
that's just best if sold by. That doesn't mean don't eat this after
No, November. I said it was purchased in November. And it's January right now, so... the cheese was fine.
The butter... I mean, the sandwiches were just fine, I think.
I prefer using, like, a country crock margarine spread.
You know that I don't get real butter.
Yeah. Like,
this is just a thing that you know about me.
You should not put a banana peel in a vacuum.
Yeah, no, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. But she put mayonnaise on a peanut butter and jelly, so why are you questioning this?
Yeah, and that's not how you clean a table.
It's easy, though.
It is, but that's not really what you're supposed to do.
She's, like, in the...
She's putting the detergent on...
Blue Dawn solves everything.
Yeah.
I just had a conversation about this with someone recently. Like, Blue Dawn dish soap does everything.
Mr. Bubble. I remember Mr. Bubble. That's not what you use to wash clothes. It's what you take a bubble bath with as a kid in the 80s. Oh, and now her flannel is being ripped off of her. She's finally got a shirt that fits, at least.
Yeah, no more muumuus. I think she's wearing his shirt.
Yeah, it looked like a jersey t-shirt. She is... Why is she operating a chainsaw and cutting off a scarecrow?
But why is the chainsaw so strong?
Oh, she's...
Yeah, she looks like she's enjoying it.
That was like a O-face.
Exactly. Yeah. That was creepy.
Maybe it was vibrating
at
really
its very
nicely.
Least.
Oh, she's still going.
Yeah, now she's... Yeah. Oh, yeah, now she's starting the boo 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 boo.
And they just throw... Yeah, little Joey is throwing grapes at her.
At least he's speaking.
Hey, you want some grapes? Wearing the Def Leppard Union Jack t-shirt.
She destroyed the scarecrow, Dad. She ripped the sucker's head off. And
I
think it goes...
I love him.
But you hate Pee Wee Herman. That's what's weird.
I do hate Pee Wee Herman, but he's adorable. And he's so excited. Like, it's like there's nothing that could give him more joy than her going insane right now.
Nah, she'll be alright. Come on, guys.
And he throws her into a barrel.
Why do they have that giant barrel full of water? What is that?
Rainwater, I'm guessing.
But
maybe that's their bathtub.
What?
I don't know.
No.
Don't you think I feel it? I can't do anything. Vile things, and I wouldn't want to. My life is like death. My children spawn of hell. You're the devil. Oh.
And I love
and
it.
And he's just enjoying
he's
it.
Loving
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And they continue to comment on
yeah.
the ba 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 ba. Uh-oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. The beginning of the
She's
looking
putting
for
it
the
together.
Pictures.
Something that will spark some wisp of a memory. Do we or do we not possess these things?
The thing that I appreciate that she did not forget was her expansive vocabulary. Like,
yeah.
She still...
Yeah.
Is... She's totally on,
she's
it, on another level.
An uppity bitch.
Yes. She remained... Like, she remained an uppity bitch even after forgetting who she is entirely.
Oh, is she... She just...
Oh, he's got his boobs out,
yeah,
and she's
and
like, what?
He's showing the nipples, and she had a flashback. It's starting to...
Well, that shoe cabinet would give me flashbacks, too. Look at those yellow shoes. Those were beautiful. Look at that.
They have bows on them.
I know. Bows with polka dots.
Bow nose pumps. This is me standing in front of you.
And I'm standing in front of a closet.
I'm just a guy standing in front of a closet. We used to do it in the closet.
Like, that's what he comes up with.
We had Boom Boom.
No Boom Boom.
Oh, wait.
I'm gonna start saying that to you. No Boom Boom.
Get the turtle out of the bathtub.
No Boom Boom in the champagne room.
How many times have I been told to get the turtle out of the bathtub?
Oh, my goodness.
Is he going to the bowling alley again?
No, he's going out to do his job. Remember? He's got his... She's
wearing the kid's Zorro mask.
Mask.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Yep, that's going to come back later. You know, yeah. He just pulled out the panties.
If the trailer's rocking,
don't bother knocking.
And no window. We have some plywood.
Cardboard.
Gertie.
The fact that her name is Gertie.
Gertrude, short for Gertrude.
Yeah, but still.
My mother, if somebody in her family had had their way, she would have been a Gertrude.
You Gertie. Are lying to me.
No, I'm not. You can ask her.
I will.
Oh, I'm here we go. We have the doctored photos.
ASAP.
And when was she heavy? Oh, okay.
He explains it. She doesn't even look big. Yeah. She just looks pregnant. Like, definitely not able to fit in that... gown that they
the circus
got her
tent?
That was yeah circus tent.
Oh, and he's got some new ladies on the yacht with him, and he's dancing. That's a Randy Newman song. That's a reference. I love go. LA. Tofutti.
She comes back later.
Yes,
Tofutti. He loves Tofutti.
It's
and
like,
why is her name Tofutti?
It's tofu.
Am I not
Tutti Frutti?
Am I not worldly enough, or I feel is that a made up thing? Who has ever in the world been named Tofutti?
I think it's just, but yeah, it's a goofy name.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's not something that I'm completely unaware of.
Uh oh,
that happens.
What's he doing? He's just staring.
Because he used to be in a relationship with her.
With Tofutti.
But just the fact that he comes up with that immediately. Like, I feel
he's getting better at it.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that now that I'm watching this with you, if I... Like, this would be you.
Gruesome ghouls.
Like, you would go out of your way to mess with me in a way that is partially disturbing, but also, you know, you're just getting even.
Sugar lips.
This type of situation.
Our guest needs another beer.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden she's gone from only drinking champagne to...
Miller, yeah.
Popping the top off a...
And we got Kurt Russell's wearing denim on denim, the Canadian tuxedo.
I love this when she picked, this is the turning point where she starts to embrace the whatever it is.
They just super glued the plates and they are now stuck to her hands. And she is trying to shake them off and it is not working.
And she's looking totally confused while she's doing it, while wearing a jean/fabric
I was going to ask
skirt.
What your thoughts on that were.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Who
And the great thing about this is, like, this is an actual scene that could happen in a household of four boys and two parents.
Chocolate syrup all over the white shirt.
Yeah. Why is she wearing that white shirt anyway, though? Like, she looks like she got stuff all over her shirt earlier and had to put that shirt on. They're throwing around beers. Let's just shake off the foam.
We don't do that here at Drunk Lullaby Studios. Uh-oh.
And now he realizes... Aw, oh, the dogs.
Oh. She is hosing them down.
But I think this is the first time she's actually smiled throughout the entire movie.
And we have the banjo music again, because that's when you know something wacky's happening.
Yes, that is always how you know. Why does he have a gorilla mask?
Why not?
Don't say why not to me about a gorilla mask.
They're the gruesome ghouls.
It's like, what's that movie recently we watched? It was a gorilla mask, but he was Bigfoot. Like, he dressed up as Bigfoot.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was...
Somethingville, isn't it?
It was on...
Pottersville?
Pottersville. It's on Netflix. It's a Christmas movie that involves Bigfoot and stars Michael Shannon. Check it out.
I highly recommend that movie. I thought it was, I enjoyed it.
The damn turtle stole my headband. And there's some Pee Wee Herman pictures on the back.
See, that's the thing about raising boys, though. More round glasses from the teacher.
Okay.
The thing about raising boys is, like, you give them an inch, and they want to go a mile. Like, yes, we had this fight last night with the water
They're
hose,
itchy.
But no, we're not going to start your school day with the water hose fight.
He's wearing a Yoda shirt. They're really itchy.
I love when she sticks it to the teacher. Like...
Oh, now she's making
That's probably my worst... Or my most favorite thing ever. Oh, and he's wearing a Yoda shirt.
I just said that.
Oh, shit. I was talking while you were talking, so we missed each other's comments.
Nobody listens to me. But you do, listeners, so thank you for making me feel important.
Thank you for being the only people that listen to him, because it's definitely not his significant other that listens to him.
He's scratching his back like a bear on a tree. Little Joey is rubbing up and down on the wall. All right, here she is.
Here we go.
Why are they in the same classroom?
I don't know. I've questioned
have,
that
Have the
myself.
Older ones been held back that many times?
I don't think so. I mean, why would they be? They're not slow. And this is where he falls in love with her.
Oh, here you go. Aren't we all?
Well, that's why I like this part, is because, like, she's like, fuck you. Don't.
Oh, yeah, they're not faking.
Yeah, they actually have poison ivy all over their bodies.
All over, all over. From their head down to their toe.
Oh, poison oak. Sorry, I don't know the difference between all of those. I just know they're all bad. You don't want any of it. Oh, Julie, Huns. Not like that. Anal. Compulsive.
Yeah, my daughter does not like that word. Again, this is a really out of context thing that would require way too much explanations, and it seems like a weird conversation to have. But yeah, she hates that word. She had to say it in health class a few times and was very embarrassed.
And she totally made comments about, like, how uncomfortable it was to even tell that story around her father. And it is so funny to me. Because you are not as uncomfortable as she is, and she's totally thinking it's this uncomfortable, overwhelming situation when she says the word anal. She won't even say it. I don't think I've ever heard Drew say anal.
Yeah. All because we said anal retentive one night.
Yeah, and she thought that I was talking about butts when I was saying anal retentive.
Well, I mean, in a way.
But
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Have you ever had poison ivy or poison oak?
I've had poison ivy.
I've only had chicken pox. That's the only, like, really itchy thing. I've also had
chicken pox, yeah.
Little Joey can't read.
Now she's about to...
Oh, they got checkers in there. I hope that guy didn't eat them. Can't get carried away with a hose. That's bad things happen.
I am totally with her when she says that. Like, I don't know how she never was opposed to being called diddums. She doesn't like being called sugar lips. I feel like if you were to call me sugar lips,
sweet cheeks,
yeah, anything like that. I don't like pet names. If you were to call me something like that, I'd feel like you were saying it ironically, so I'd be okay with it.
We stick with freckles or babe.
Yeah, which kind of becomes like a... It's almost like we don't even say each other's names anymore.
Right.
It's like,
well, I think
babe,
that's,
babe,
yeah, that's babe, how a lot babe. Of couples are. I only use your... When you use your name as a kid, when you would hear your full name, that
you're
would be like, you're in trouble,
yeah.
So... I don't think it's to that point.
I do feel weird, like, when I hear you say my name. Because you don't say it very often. So when you say Brianna, it's like, oh, what is going on? Like, what is he talking about? Should I be concerned?
Sometimes, maybe.
Oh, why are you yawning?
I don't know.
Getting to that point?
I don't know. We're good.
Are you going to fall asleep during a show?
No, that'll never happen. So we got champagne and beers, some eggs, mustard.
That ketchup container is, I don't like it at all. It's a glass.
You don't
it's
like
one of the
ketchup.
Glass ketchup containers.
I don't even know why you care. You hate
yeah,
ketchup.
Because I hate everything about ketchup and the fact that the containers used to be, oh, here we go. This is when she starts to turn the shithole into a livable shithole.
Oh, are we getting topical? Are we talking about Trump? What?
No!
Hashtag shit.
I would not do that. And, aw, this is a sweet part of the movie.
Alright, well, I'll turn it up so they can hear.
I don't think any of the listeners are going to appreciate it as much as I do.
Oh.
Said about me and the boys tonight,
Have I been called a large child at any parent-teacher conferences or anything?
Parent-teacher conferences, no, but okay. I'm sure everyone thinks it.
Because I'm so ugly. I got poison oak, too.
What you look like.
Yeah, nobody cares what you look like.
I do like the way you look. Normally, you look real pretty. You just don't now.
Jackson did that to me earlier. So, I guess just so everyone knows what I'm talking about, I've been wearing, repping my white oak.
Yeah, you got your
hoodie. Or no.
The beanie.
Beanie.
Yeah, your white hoodie oak.
And I even commented to Dustin all day. I was like, I look like a bum today. I'm wearing a hat. I don't even care because it's been a long weekend. It's been my birthday, quote unquote, birthday weekend. And so we get home later on tonight and my 8-year-old son pulls my beanie off.
He's not a fan of white oak.
Take that hat off because you look better without it. And in that one sentence, my 8-year-old confirmed everything I'd been thinking all day.
I thought you looked fine.
I said, Jackson, that is not very nice. And he continued to, like, say, that was a compliment, Mom. I told you you look good without the hat. And like, no, you've got some work to do when you're talking to the ladies, sir. You don't tell a girl, take that hat off because you look better without it.
Yeah, you gotta work on the phrasing a little bit.
Yeah!
Like, the hat looks good on you, but I like when I can see your hair.
Yeah, you're good at it. That's good.
So, I guess I have some work to do. If we're ever gonna get him out of the house.
Why can't he get out of the house on his own? Why does it have to be a lady taking him out of the house?
I don't know. I think the chances are more likely... If he has a lady, he's more likely to leave than if he's by himself forever. So,
but if he's by himself forever, then he needs his mom, right?
Oh, no, we're not going there. So, we're still finishing off our crowler here, obviously.
It's a big can.
It is.
It's hard to drink all this.
It's
I feel more pressure. I told you I felt pressure at the beginning of this episode, and I feel pressure with this can.
Oh, headshot.
Hey, nobody knows, like...
They hit him with a volleyball in the head. They're supposed to be watching along with us.
But how often do you think that actually happens?
I don't know. Some people have done it. I know Tyler, down in Mississippi, he's done it before.
Tyler Abercrombie?
That is correct.
Sorry that I just said your last name on the podcast.
We've said it several times. So, yeah, if you have ever actually watched the show along with the soundtrack, shoot us a message. I would love to hear what episode you did it to, if it made it more enjoyable. I know a lot of the movies we watch on here, people are pretty familiar with. So
well,
they
that's
can
why, like, a lot of times it's okay, but, like, some of the movies are more obscure and, like...
Yeah, like, not everybody's going to be as familiar with this
it.
One.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of the stuff that you watch, you don't have to watch
right.
along. You already know what's happening and what you're talking about.
So
everyone understands that.
Shoot
but
a Facebook message... to the
Do
Drunk at the Movies page.
Do you prefer not to?
Yeah.
Do you watch?
I would
do
like
you,
to know these you, things.
What's the general consensus
or
we need to know?
Drunken Lullabies Podcast at yahoo.com. All right.
There was that plug.
Well, that's the email. Oh, we got the banjo going again.
And she's getting in mom mode. She's totally like...
Stevie Wonder.
And she completely creates the entire... I don't think this is ever acknowledged totally. She completely comes up with the entire idea for this mini golf course.
Yeah.
And nobody ever completely... They kinda give her credit, but they don't fully credit her because she came up with the entire idea. Everything.
Well, she owes him money.
So you are obviously on his side
no,
in this movie.
No,
I feel like you are.
I think they're going to go into it with a, you know, an equal partnership. But here he is at the fishbowl, and he does not have a bowling ball with him. Oh, there's the banjo.
So, like you said earlier, didn't you say something?
What do you want with
Buffy?
Old Sweet Mouth? I just...
Won't you please come... Bill Bailey, won't you please come on home?
Maybe Bill Bailey's a big fucking drunk, and his family misses him, and he's out at the fishbowl. Or maybe the fishbowl is his home, and he's...
No siree! This here's a special blend.
Yeah, he's working.
And this is... I feel like this is also a touching moment where she realizes...
He's supposed to be out drinking. That's what he always says he's doing.
And she's Griswold.
In the words of Brooks and Dunn, he's a hard working man.
Mama Ree.
No, that's a totally different song. Yeah, it is.
Mama Maria. I know, but I did my own song. I went with my own.
But it was still.
Because I don't like the hard work. I don't like that song. But My Maria.
Crabs Are Us. A distinctive dining experience. That's what I'm looking for when I'm like, hey, where do you want to eat tonight? And you're like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I don't care.
Stroll on down to Crabs
Are
Us.
But it better be distinctive. That's all I ask. You're like, Fast Dragon? Nope. That's not distinctive at all. It tastes like every other Chinese food in the area.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
What place do we want to go in Pekin that's
distinctive?
Crabs Are Us?
No, I'm just saying, you know, is I guess crabs are distinctive.
I was just waiting for you to name something.
We don't have seafood in Pekin.
And now Joe's Crab Shack is gone.
Yep.
So where do we get it?
Red Lobster.
No, Red Lobster is dark and hot. Like, the temperature is always high, and also, like, the smell of fish is overwhelming in Red Lobster. Like, it's too much.
That Sphinx is cross-eyed.
Well, you know, I noticed that. I noticed that before I ever had to do anything with eyes.
And they have all these little, gadgets and... rigged up. Oh, here's Mount Rushmore.
And I thought it was fun. Like, I think this is a fun idea, don't you?
Well, I mean...
I'd go to this.
I don't think miniature golf isn't quite what it was back in the day. I think it's...
What do you mean? What's the difference between mini golf now and
back in the day? The times have changed. There's more things to do. Wee Tea in Peoria. Been open for forever. It is closed now.
Yeah.
It's gone. The one in the Pekin Park. I don't think it's open anymore.
So I thought you were saying that mini golf has changed.
People have moved on.
Okay. I thought you were saying, like, mini golf is not what it used to be. It's taken a turn for the worse.
Yep.
Like,
it attracts a seedy element.
Listen to rave music and a dubstep. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know what you were trying to say.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Like, people aren't interested in mini golf anymore.
Right. That's just my guess.
No, I agree.
She got a macaroni necklace, and he's reading a comic book, but he's learning to read.
And this is, I think, isn't this the night where he's about to try to tell her the truth?
He's starting to feel bad. And as things get good, he's developing a conscience.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, they go out and have the night of their life.
We haven't got there yet.
Sorry.
You're getting ahead of yourself here.
Sorry. It's just, I get excited. I get excited and then I share. I overshare, apparently.
Are you excited for, and this is a taproom IPA from Penrose. I believe this is actually the first Penrose beer I have had.
Yeah.
They're out of Geneva. I think they just got distribution down here in this area. So, another beer from up north. I have chlamydia.
No! Why would you say that? It's your birthday.
We're gonna party like it's your birthday.
Yeah, it may not be your birthday, but we are gonna party like it's your birthday. Oh, and here they go. They are partying. And oh, and she's, yeah, she's...
Oh, we're... We got a cover band. We got some dancing.
And she's yelling every so often.
Oh, singing drummer.
Oh.
He's really into it.
Oh, he's like spinning the drumsticks in between.
Yeah, you know what? I like a drummer that's enjoying themselves. But when they do too much of that showboating shit, it's like, just play the fucking song.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I've seen drummers do too much of that and they get off time.
Yeah.
When it becomes distracting, yeah, quit spinning the sticks and just hit the hi-hat, you big dummy.
I agree with you. Like, I don't want to watch any performer in any way, like, go out of their way to try to impress people. Like,
look,
just do
me.
What you're good at and just do it and just let people appreciate it that way. Like, you don't need to go out of your way to put on a show because we're already here to see the show.
I will say, I've seen some drummers do some interesting things.
Yes,
the band,
I have too.
The band Linum, when I saw them play in Pekin, during a instrumental break, the drummer balanced a drumstick on his nose while continuing to play. He was doing goofy showboat things.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Sticking a drumstick up his nose while playing, you know.
I'm fine with that. That's funny.
Yeah.
But when you're, you know, obviously, like, we're already here to see you, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to try to...
Yeah. But
we're
again,
already here.
Maybe he's trying to get attention. Maybe he's like, they're just looking at the singer. They need to look at me. I'm the superstar. I'm a swirl my arms around in the air and flip sticks.
Lordy. No matter what discussion we are having, you're going to defend the drummer.
No, I'm just trying to have a dialogue here for... It's interesting. If I just... Yep, that's exactly right.
But I think, though, to a certain extent, like... We're just the only people that think this, but I feel like playing the drums is a multifaceted, like, talent. Like, you have to do so many different things.
Yeah, you have different timing
going on.
You have
to... Yeah, there's so much more that you've got to do. I'm totally on board with you. Like, I think that that's impressive. Not that guitar, bass...
Oh, they're doing boom boom.
...is not... No.
He's telling a story.
Stop saying boom boom.
He said making love this time. Oh,
I know, but
they're...
Because, yeah, so they're not saying boom boom anymore, so you please stop
saying boom boom. He's making his move here.
Yeah, they're about to do it.
Doing it.
They're getting it on.
For her birthday.
Oh. They're not getting on yet.
No, they're just slow dancing.
But you know what slow dancing means. Especially when you're holding hands.
Yeah.
That means we're about to do it.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
It depends on the situation.
What? What situation?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I slow danced with girls in junior high dances, and there was no fornicating at all.
Shut up. I dance with my dad that
exactly
way.
And you're like, you're, oh, they're holding hands and slow dancing, you know.
No,
what that means
when you're dancing with a man and you're not doing the I'm holding your shoulders, you're doing the
this
actual
is what you were
hand
looking
holding
for.
I wasn't looking for
but
it. I'm
this
not
is
like,
what you were alluding to,
and I was right.
Yep,
they're getting it on.
Getting it on.
They're doing it.
It's at least consensual at this point.
They're on the floor now. They got crazy.
Yep, they're under the bed.
No, they're not.
I know, but we're under the bed now looking at them. That's kind of creepy.
It is.
Camera angle.
It is.
Gary Marshall. Now they're back on the bed.
They're all over the place.
Maybe.
It's so passionate. Just like, you don't even know what happens next.
They have four boys in the house. That bed frame looks like it could be noisy. I think they may have moved to the floor. One, you know, sometimes you get better leverage, but it also can be quieter. So, and if you put a comforter down, you can, like, clean the floors. So...
You're an idiot. but I agree. Yeah, they could have been trying to...
It's just called...
But, like, actually, if you look at the bed frame, that definitely is... If it's not going to be creaky in the first place, it's for sure going to... And then they've got it right against a window.
Yeah.
So and you're going to break that window.
Hold on, can we just address it?
She's naked.
She, yeah.
With all those boys standing out there just
And they know
on,
that's not their
and,
mom.
And now they're making out.
And they're like...
And there it is.
She,
like,
she might have no tits, but she has a nice ass. They're commenting on their not mom. Being naked.
Not mom.
What is going on here
butts,
with
butts.
With Awkwafina or whatever her name was?
Tofutti.
Tofutti. That's it.
Awkwafina.
Can we talk about her sleeves?
This is ludicrous, is what she just got done saying. She said that as an actual person. Innocence. She said, this is ludicrous.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I, in high school, the biggest rapper at the time was Ludacris. You don't use that word anymore and not think about Ludacris and being that, what is that song? Like, what's that song called? Hands Down? What is
it? Oh, he's had a bunch of them.
Yeah, but the one that I hate. And I feel it was most popular. And I didn't understand why the entire world loved it. It's like face down, hands up, hands ass up, or whatever. Something's up, something's down,
sounds
and we're
right.
fucking.
Yeah.
And that's what the song is.
That's fun.
I didn't know what it was.
So... How's the
Lordy, here boy, comes here. The panty discovery.
Man, I can't even tell you how many times I've hidden your underwear in the glove box.
Well, I was gonna say, like, honestly, if you think on a real life scale,
why would
you were
ever
to find
put
some
them
men's
in there?
Underwear? Well, yeah, it was stupid to begin with, but we wouldn't have a movie if not.
That's true.
But, if you think about
it,
yeah.
He's
wiping his face with her underwear.
With her unwashed underwear.
Yeah, they were totally on her.
Yeah.
And they're kind of thong-ish, so they were up in there.
Yeah.
So,
crevices.
Yeah, they're fragrant, I'm sure. At the very least. I'm being nice.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Aww, and the fact that she's totally thinking that he is cheating on her, and she's asking him that.
Yes and no.
And now he's talking about her.
Right.
This is unbelievable. How did you fuck? I'm glad this happened. You know, I've been trying to figure out a way to tell you this forever. Sit down.
And now he's gonna tell her the truth.
Yeah. Those are your underwears. Me underwears.
But yeah, that is a weird thing to say. Like, we're not married. This is not you. This is, like...
That fertilizer plant.
when you think about this as a real thing, as a real situation, this is fucked up.
Come here, guys. We gotta talk. This is serious.
Mom, we're still all clean.
All right, I just told her.
Aww, he's got them all.
Mm-hmm.
Or she.
Go ahead, tell her.
Dad, tell her what?
Tell her she's not your mother.
But she is our mother.
No, don't tell her what.
She's their mother now.
The truth now, okay?
Is what the reality is.
Right.
She went for a swim.
And I think that's kind of like, aside from everything else I've been raving about this movie, but not only is it funny, but it touches on some really deep and serious shit. Like, these boys
need a mom.
Don't have a mom.
Yeah.
And now they have this random shipwrecked insane woman to be their mother. And now they're dealing with that. Like,
they're overboard.
They care about her more than they care about their dad because she's been a good foundation for them. And, like, that's some deep shit we're getting into in this movie that you think is just a funny movie. But it's
deep shit.
Bigger than that. Like, it's, they get into some.
Now he's taking responsibility for the underwear.
Yeah, and I think this is so sweet, too. Like, his friend that's wearing a fur, like,
it's also her ex-boyfriend.
So she thinks. And it's like everybody in his life is trying to keep her around, and he's trying to tell the truth. And that's why it's so sweet when the ending is happy.
I got horny. Do you hate me?
I got horny.
I don't need you. I'm glad you're bad, Billy Pratt. Sure,
honey, phone for sex, girls. Don't come to your truck, honey. They come to your...
No, stop trying to cover phones, please. Let's just forget it. Pretty expensive panties. You're gonna have these back.
Oh.
Have more than one phone.
He's gonna be sniffing those
more
later.
More than one phone.
He was already staring at her mouth agape. Now he knows what her pussy smells like. You didn't even react.
Oh, he said you. I didn't hear what you said. I was watching the movie. I'm in my own. I'm watching the movie. Isn't that what this show is? What'd you say? Can you repeat?
No,
it?
They heard it.
Rude.
Yeah. Mount St. Helens. It.
And then Abraham Lincoln spit that golf ball right out of his mouth.
And that's the same band from the bar. Oh, Abraham Lincoln
is in Abraham Lincoln's mouth. And look how he's looking at him, how Abe's looking at him. Creepy. But you love Abraham Lincoln.
I do. I'm a big fan of Abraham Lincoln. I have several Abraham Lincoln t-shirts. I live in the land of Lincoln.
lot of us live in the land of Lincoln. That is not a qualifier for being a fan.
I have Abraham Lincoln socks that you bought me. But yes, I'm a big fan of the Emancipator Proclamator.
The Emancipator Proclamator.
That was one of his nicknames, right?
I know, it was
the Great Emancipator, but...
I know, that's the one I know, but the Emancipator Proclamator, I think you just made that up just now.
No, he wrote the Emancipation Proclamation.
I know that. Hi, well, I you said, grew up in
I'm
America,
make, I'm making
and
things up.
We learned those
They're
things.
Making out on stage. What about Tofutti? And Juicy Fruit.
First of all, Tofutti... If anything, because earlier, obviously, I had my reservations about it admitting I didn't know. I've never heard of someone called Tofutti.
Oh, he's putting a ring on it. That makes it some...
Is this somewhat... like a weird full circle thing? Like, I mean, I feel like we kind of have talked about you putting a ring on it recently, but you haven't.
Oh, so, really? We're going to talk about this now?
On the show. Why wouldn't we?
Uh-huh. Pretty sure you're the one who is...
totally not... not.
Yeah.
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 No. But
5-year plan, babe.
But I think it's fun.
We have to get our finances in order.
I think it's fun to
bust my balls.
Yeah.
About why not wouldn't I being engaged?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I feel like you know me, uh-huh. And you know that
there's Jeeves.
No, there's no end.
Oh, and she just said his name.
Yeah, this is where it happened. Yep. She said his name. She knows. We know. You know. I know.
Everybody knows. People at home know.
Everybody knows.
The gig is up. Hello.
And it's like, at this point, I think, I haven't seen the movie in a long time, so why at this point did Grant decide he was gonna do this?
He had to kill Tofuti.
No. He did not kill Tofuti. I'm asking a serious question because you know how important this movie is to me. There has to be a backstory to why he finally decided.
Maybe it's cut out of the movie. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's. I feel like it was explained at some point.
Well, he had a phone call.
Her mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
memory came back. Ask me about my childhood in New York. About my mom. Her name is Edith. About my money.
He's got a Swiss bank account.
Thank you for bringing me here and making me a wife and a mother. Why did you do that?
Oh, here we go.
Snap.
It's on.
You were looking at my butthole in the boat.
But now kids are involved. Like, you can't just... I'm leaving. Like, you have a macaroni necklace around your neck.
She's been there how long?
But she has a macaroni necklace. She's invested. That there's no turning back from that. A macaroni necklace. Don't you make that noise at me.
Saying, if some rando walks up and gives me a macaroni necklace, they're not going to be a part of my life.
Obviously, forever. It wouldn't be a rando. It would be a child that you think is yours.
But they are randos, technically.
Technically, yes, but in her mind, for the past who knows how long, they have not been randos. It's been a macaroni necklace that she, even though it's terrible looking, has decided to wear. Along with the hideous skirt and jean jacket. Because she's accepted her fate.
Oh, here's Olaf.
I think we can take Olaf.
And it's all organized.
She's made that house a home.
Yeah, she did. Just like I did.
What? This house... although now is much nicer, it was nowhere near the state of that abode.
No, not even close. No, I agree with you on
that.
The
kiddo and I were doing just fine.
I agree.
But yes, the new touches to the place did make it look nicer. And now we have a kick-ass Star Wars-themed bathroom and a Doctor Who-themed bathroom. That's right. I got two bathrooms. That's how much we ballin'. And they're both themed.
Ballin' on a budget.
Let's get you out of these clothes.
They were
clothes.
On sale. he's like
I don't
trying
think
to just immediately rape her. Like
no, I think it's just like,
I know.
These are beneath you.
Babe, I know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're bringing rape into this. That's her husband. So technically, she knows what she just did with him.
I was kidding.
She was unfaithful, but here are the kids. They're upset. And they're going to pull at her heartstrings.
This would kill me. Like, I would be like, don't ever let me get out of this limousine again. Because all these children... Yeah, I'd be exactly
And she's over there going...
Why is she going back to that? Why is she reverting? She's come so far.
So we haven't mentioned this yet.
What?
On the show, they're doing a remake of this.
No. Dustin!
She did not know this. I found this out while doing some research for the movie. It's going to come out, I believe, in May. Starring Anna Faris and a few other people, but she's going to be in the Goldie Hawn role.
So
and you definitely
say,
had a strong opinion.
I'm going to say a couple things. First of all, please do not try to remake this movie. Why?
It's done. Like,
why? No, but why? It's fine the way it
that's
is.
That's what
nobody
they
needs
do nowadays.
To remake it. No, and I don't like it. And second of all, that's my first opinion. Second of all, as her husband gives the shush to all the help on the yacht, like, don't tell her I was with Tofuti, whatever.
Joe Booty.
Second of all, although I will openly say I like Anna Faris, but not to be in Goldie Hawn's role in
so
this
you think
movie.
They should have had Kate Hudson play her mom? Like,
no.
Do the same role?
No, I don't think that either.
Because she kind of does the quirky, like, rom-coms.
Honestly, I don't at all. It goes back to the roots. Like, I don't want this movie to be remade.
Yeah.
I feel like there's nothing that can live up to what I've seen
Swoozy
in this movie.
Kurtz, who you will know from Pushing Daisies, as one of the aunts. She is going to play the mother
role. I can see that, yeah.
I'm looking at the cast here. I'm not seeing anybody named Tofuti at all. So, I don't know what to make of that. There's a guy named Burrito. But,
See, this is what I'm saying.
Nobody
like,
named Tofuti.
Don't get out
well,
of
well, the
hand.
Thing is, the guy is going to be Hispanic now in this one, I believe. He's played by Eugenio Derbez, and his name is Leonardo.
And
it seems like he has a daughter. So it's not going to be four crazy boys. It's probably going to be a Hispanic guy with some daughters but apparently similar circumstances. She may not fall off a boat, but I think there should be a boat involved if it's called Overboard. Because it is called Overboard. So stay tuned for that one.
So they took the entire...
I'm just saying.
It's a Hispanic man rather than a carpenter.
Well, he may still be a carpenter.
Well, I'm not saying that Hispanic people can't be carpenters. I'm just saying, like, he's a, you know, the typical... Like, what you would call, like...
Oh, like he's in a Home Depot parking lot?
Yeah! No! No! Not in this one, but in that one. That's what I'm picturing.
It just says, a spoiled, wealthy yacht owner is thrown overboard and becomes the target of revenge from... Oh, it's a role reversal. From
what?
His mistreated employee. So he is actually the Goldie Hawn, and she is duping him into being her husband. She's a single mom. So there you go.
No, the
They've
more you talk about
up.
This, the more I hate it.
Yeah.
I want to just live with this.
Well, that's fine. You can pretend it doesn't exist.
I'm going to just
She's drinking beer.
This.
She's drinking beer.
She's drinking beer, and they're drinking their fancy margaritas. And
yeah.
No, those are mojitos.
Oh, we got
SpaghettiOs. What are those things in those?
Candy corn.
I don't drink things that have liquor in them. That's just terrible. Oh, he's wearing his fur thing again.
That looks gross. Cold SpaghettiOs and Ritz crackers. The surprise is, it's fucking disgusting. Actually, that's not a surprise.
I disagree with you.
Cold SpaghettiOs and Ritz crackers? No.
I'd eat that.
That's gross.
I'd eat the shit out of SpaghettiOs.
Cold?
I mean,
straight out of the can.
It doesn't matter. SpaghettiOs are SpaghettiOs.
That's gross.
They're hot or cold, they're the same thing.
No.
They're SpaghettiOs, no. And if you put Ritz crackers in it, You're just getting bougie with your SpaghettiOs. So, I mean, I'm on board.
I think you're getting hood with your SpaghettiOs, not bougie.
No, I think bougie. She's got her rich husband back. This clubhouse has all of his tools in it as well.
No grown-ups allowed, it said.
But they've got all these crazy tools.
And back to the yacht.
And her mother.
And the dog and has the dog a sleep mask.
The same.
Yeah.
But she does have a silk pillowcase, which I will attest that... Oh, here she goes. Here she is.
Tofuti.
We're about to get to the intense...
Tofuti, where are you when I need you?
He's saying it into a big seashell.
She's completely unaffected. She's just like, and oh, let doing, me give him his space.
She's doing shots with the help.
And this is what I love. You sucked first. That's how that is going.
That's what he said. What?
You best not lose these again.
Oh, so there are the
rings.
Yeah,
we're getting deep. This is where I develop my love for him. Because he's getting totally deep, but at the same time not hating her for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Wonderful things for me, and I've never even once said thank you. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy around here. Do you think they're right?
Oh, no, madam. Oh, no. Most of us go through life with blinders on, madam.
This is real talk.
Knowing only that one little station to which we were born. But now you, madam, on the other hand, have had the rare privilege of escaping your bonds for just a spell.
A spell. That's a word I don't use enough to describe a period of time. I'm going to try to incorporate that into my regular vocabulary. Arby's? I haven't had Arby's in a spell. Yeah, I like the sound of that. Captain Carl?
Yes, ma'am.
And she just, like, stands up with this, like, I've had this...
She has purpose. She had an epiphany.
This epiphany. That's what...
This aha moment. Oh, there he goes. Tofuti and she got.
Everybody falls out of their bed. Why'd you say Tofuti? Tofuti's not present.
He was having Tofuti dreams.
Yeah, but she's not flipping over on the boat because
no,
she's not there.
I said he was in Tofuti land.
Tofuti land?
Yeah.
Coming, is that a thing now?
It's the new Disney park that they're opening. Hopefully we'll get to go to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that
this summer. I don't
know
what kind of ride that's
going to
be.
Because we're going to Disney.
We are. Worldwide exclusive. The kids, well, one of the kids doesn't know.
Well, I mean, one of them's not as much of a kid, so.
That's true. But yeah, that's going to be our family vacation this summer. Should be a good time. Going to go down to Florida and...
I'm just excited about Universal. I don't...
You don't
I
even give
I'm
a shit
sure,
about Disney?
No,
I love Disney.
I'm sure I'll have fun at Disney, but I'm more excited about Universal. I'm wanting to go to Harry Potter World, and I...
Drink some butterbeer.
I'm a little bit like, I feel like going to Disney is like a cliche type.
A cliche?
Yeah.
Sometimes, is that a bougie way to say cliche?
Sometimes I make up my own.
Or is that a Game of Thrones thing?
No.
Cliche.
Sometimes I make up my own syllables to words that aren't really there usually, but they are today. Anywho, I feel like Disney is like a kind of a cliche vacation. Like, you don't need to go there. And that's babe, not even a fun place.
It's the happiest place on earth.
That's
it's how the I, magic I mean, fucking I, kingdom.
I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna be like, I'm not in the real world anymore.
No,
like
you're gonna be in Disney. This is not even a world.
This is a completely alternate universe, and I can see a giant mouse, and I can see Belle.
Yep.
Because I love Belle.
You know, yep.
I love
Gaston Belle. Is very entertaining.
I don't ever want to see him. He's an awful person.
He is, but
I get too attached to the Disney characters.
But the guy who plays Gaston in the parks does a fantastic job.
And he's a dick?
No, there's...
Because Gaston is a dick.
Yes, but he's charming at the park.
Really?
Like, he's still supposed to have that bravado, but he'll challenge people to push-up contests and all this kind of stuff. Just look up on YouTube, like,
I'm not going to do that right now.
Disney World. And
she just asked, how can you be such a slime?
Dittums.
I want to say, oh God, please stop saying, don't.
Whacking the donkey
painted ladies. Yes, I did leave you there. Now I've confessed. So what? He was whacking the donkey.
That's a phrase I have never
in my life, aside from this movie, heard.
Whacking the donkey.
Like when I think...
Because a donkey is an ass. So I'm whacking...
So he's been whacking that ass? Like, what does that mean?
Painted ladies.
Or he's actually and legitimately...
Calling his dick a donkey?
No! I was talking about an actual donkey.
Whacking his donkey.
I know, we already talked about that. We visited that. But the alternative could be like he was actually had a... In his extravagant parties.
Oh, I don't think they had a donkey show on the boat.
Had a donkey on the boat, and he was actually smacking it.
Okay, keep in mind where this movie takes place, Oregon. Donkey shows, I think, are more prevalent south of the border. So if this took place in, like...
First of all,
Tijuana.
Why do you know where donkey shows happen?
Oh, it's common knowledge.
Second of all, people are freaks all over the world. So it's not just happening south of whatever border you're talking about. It's happening all over, all around us. People are crazy and doing all kinds of fucked up shit. Well, so he could have been in Oregon literally smacking a donkey.
I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, and they're recognizing that
the French Pee-wee Herman.
There's mutiny afoot.
Yeah, there's trouble afoot at the Circle K. That's a different episode.
Yeah. Yo, you've done a
Bill and Ted, yeah.
Oh.
Our friends.
Track. I'm such a bad significant other.
Big
like, I'm
E
the worst.
And Keb Mo from the new podcast Karaoke Big E.
Hey, Big E.
And no, what? No shout out for Kevin.
Oh shit! Oh, I didn't hear you say Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I mean, shout out to you too. I mean, it's not important for me to give shout outs. I have no significance in anything,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter if I give shout out.
Make sure you check out Karaoke Big E on Tuesdays. And you may hear me doing some karaoke with those guys on an upcoming episode. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome. So now we have a high-speed boat chase.
They're turning around because there's some poaching going on. And we're not going to tolerate that salmon poaching.
Is poaching a proper way of cooking salmon? I know, I've had eggs poached. But, like, salmon seems like that may not be the best way to prepare it.
I agree with you. Like, when I think of poaching, I think of, like, elephants and tigers and lions. Like, I think of, like,
I think of eggs.
Jungle. I don't think of people poaching salmon. I've never even... I mean,
Oregon.
Be just so engaged with reality. I've never heard of poaching.
Uh-oh.
To be involved with salmon.
Not without a life jacket.
Also, another thing that's going on is I don't have any more beer.
Well, It is wrapping up, but we can pull out. We have this Odd Sides.
He's always got backups.
Chillin' Damos. Dry hopped lager that you picked up at Super Liquors.
Not very good.
It's all right.
I don't have an opener, so I don't know why you're handing it to me. Thank you. And so now they've got all everybody's kinds of fucking overboard. People just jumping out of the boat. That's, at this point.
It's called overboard. Everybody's overboard.
But why do all these random people also need to be overboard? Why not? I think the two in love, which is, you said earlier, it's a rom-com. Yes. So I think the two that are in love should be the only ones that are overboard.
Well, we're not the filmmakers.
You're right. And obviously the
we're just the people continuing
right because
the legacy
I love
of
this movie.
Overboard. So yeah.
What do you mean we're continuing the legacy of it?
Because the new one's coming out, but we're talking about the classic here.
Yeah.
And we're trying to bring that more to the forefront for the people who may not be familiar.
I have a terrible fear for what this remake is going to be. I don't want to put that negative energy out
there. It's a hell of a day at sea, sir.
Yeah, I love that line.
She has the money.
And this, yeah.
Mine, the boat, the money, everything. It's all mine. Dang.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he's just had a heart attack.
He's going to hold on forever. I'll never let go.
I'll never let go. Don't talk about that because my son is Jack Dawson, and I didn't realize it after. Yeah. Like,
no,
until
you,
after
you,
I decided
really?
On the name Jackson. No, I'm not kidding you. You would think I would have realized that, but it was like,
yeah, you're
me and his dad couldn't come to an agreement on anything.
Yeah,
and it was like I was trying to come up with names that were not necessarily way out there, but they were not something that has just they've been used over and over. So I came up with Jackson,
and then he came up with the last name.
Well, obviously, because that's his last name. But that was the one and only name we agreed on because he likes to call him Jack for short.
So he's
so
a big Titanic
fan. I loved Jackson, and I never call him Jack. And his dad calls him Jack. And, like, after a while of him calling him Jack, I was like, oh, my God, his name is Jack Dawson. And people comment on that. They're like, Titanic!
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. No,
I once
no.
did a freestyle rap on IBWIP, one of our segments, freestyling and profiling, which I'm usually pretty good at, and I had to do a freestyle rap about you.
I'm pretty good at. Why about me?
This was a long time ago, and I made reference, one of my lines was, she named her kid after Leo in Titanic, so... but yeah, so there we go. That is Overboard. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed we've done couples edition of Drunk at the Movies. We did Princess Bride with the Moors, and then we did The Room with the Wilkinsons. Now it's just a couple. It's a couple episode.
Yeah.
Just Freckles and I sitting on our couch. This is a glimpse into...
I apologize for everything, guys. I'm sorry.
This is just a regular night here at Drunken Lullaby Studios.
Unfortunately,
that you just got to eavesdrop
into. This is what Dustin has to deal with every night of his life.
Yeah. Now you know why I drink. So anyway,
shut up.
On that note, hope you guys have a great week. Make sure to check out Drunken Lullabies on Sunday. And also... Craft Beer Digest, the other podcast I'm now hosting with White Oak Brewing, and you can check that out every other Monday on all your podcast apps. So, until next time, this is The Voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.